from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The European Union takes another step to ease its migrant crisis. European Union interior ministers have approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The majority vote came over the objection of several members and will be presented to a Wednesday summit of EU leaders. Nearly 500,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year so far, fleeing war and poverty. The UN Refugee Agency says the constant stream is so large the quota plan will not be enough to stabilize the situation. Melissa Fleming is a UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
The relocation program cannot be effectively implemented without creating adequate reception facilities in the countries where the refugees and migrants enter Europe.
Germany has by far accepted the most refugees, but Berlin's intelligence chief has warned radical Islamists could try to recruit refugees for terrorist attacks. In Burkina Faso, West African heads of state arrive in the capital, Ouagadougou, Wednesday to restore transitional President Michel Kafando to power following last week's coup. Cadre Désiré Ouédraogo is president of the ECOWAS Commission.
They have decided to dispatch tomorrow a high committee composed by head of states of six ECOWAS member states to go to Ouagadougou to reinstall President Michel Kafando in his capacity as president of a transition and to convey a solidarity message of ECOWAS to the Burkinabe people.
Coup leader General Gilbert Diendere has said he'll hand over power when requested by ECOWAS. He apologized to the country and said he plans to hand over power to a civilian administration. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary